gone. He has completely redeemed. If it was yesterday, if it was 5 minutes ago and you repented over it, he has redeemed your time. It's over. And it's time to move forward. It's time to get this stuff out of you. Quit being, I hate to say this because it sounds kind of harsh, and I don't mean that I don't pray and I don't feel for the hardships that we go through every day, but it's distracting you from doing your real purpose and your real goals in this life. It's distracting you from those people that need your voice so that you talk to them when they need you, or they're going to go home and they're going to commit suicide. It's a distraction so that you don't see that couple over there that really needs you to go pray for. It's a distraction, that little girl. You don't know, but she's been fighting cancer. But if your hands could touch her head, knowing who the living God is and that he has given you the power, the authority, and you pray over that girl and she is healed. Quit allowing distractions to keep you from God's work. Because again, I'm going to ask you what he asked me. Because if you don't, are we going to, he's real. Are we going to praise him like he is the God that the word says that he is, that all of his promises are yes and amen, that he will do what he says he will do, that there might become afflictions on the righteous. We may be afflicted. There may be path that come at us that is so fast that we don't know what to do. But do we really believe that he's in need of? I don't have my Bible up here. Is in his word. Somebody contacted me and said, I'm not making fun of this. This is real. That fear controlled. Against a place where they cannot move and it almost cripples faith. You can't hear them live stream. They said hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And what is not of faith is what? And fear. Right? 2 Timothy says, I can do all things. Or 2 Timothy 1:7. Yes, 2 Timothy 1, Christ who strengthens me. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Because if you don't believe his word, and we're not believing he is who he says he is, then what are we doing? What are we doing? This is the God that went it. Not worthy. You are now because the blood of Christ makes you worthy. None of us were worthy. None of us deserved it. And none of us did anything worth deserving. You can go out there and feed 1 million people, and it doesn't. You can feed 1 million people, or you could be feeding 1 million people, wiping and backbiting and cheating. That doesn't good thing. Doesn't bring you to the